want to get the wrinkles out of something you have to.
Oh, ironing.
Okay. What might you call wood washing and ironing together? Doing the
laundry.
Okay. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor?
Stairs.
All right. Would you use a different term for them if they're outside?
No.
You wouldn't call them steps?
Well, it would depend how many there were. If there were two or three, I'd say steps.
Mm.
If I was going from one floor to the next, I'd say stairs.
Okay. What is right outside the door that has a few steps going up in? Outside,
outside the door. Well, it could be the entranceway if it didn't have a roof on it. It could be a vestibule if it was in a older styled house where they had not only a roof but side walls and sometimes little seats on the edges.
All right, and what's sort of a general word for all these things?
Front porch.
Yeah. Okay, what would you call one that was big and had columns on it?
Veranda.
Okay. How about one on one of those old houses that runs across the front and maybe down both sides?
That's what I was thinking of, Veranda.
Oh, okay, okay. Can you have a porch on more than one floor?
Oh, yes.
You have a second story porch?
Right.
Okay. What's a balcony?
A balcony would be a place where you can walk outside of a window, but you could only enter it from the room.
A second-story porch would have stairs going up to it. The difference between a second-story porch and a balcony.
Well, right, right. A balcony, you enter from the room, but there's no way to get down from the outside.
Okay. If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would ask someone to
close the door.
You call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other.
Oh, those are clapboard.
What siding?
Siding?
Yeah.
Siding, I guess, would be, all I can think of is like aluminum siding, which, they usually use to cover up old wooden houses, clapboard houses, or shake houses.
What's a shake?
Shake is a covering made of usually cedar, thin pieces of wood that overlap, but instead of running horizontally and being long, they're maybe 3 feet by a foot and a half.
Oh, okay. What do you call the thing, what do you call the part of the house that's up at the top, covers it?
The roof.
Okay. What do you call the things along the side of it that carry water?
Gutters.
What would you call a little building out back that you use for storing wood?
Woodshed.
How bad if it was storing tools?
Tool shed.
What do you call an outdoor tool?
An outhouse.
Have you heard any other name?
Well, if it's in permanent use by a family, it would be an outhouse. Now they have Johnny on the spots and the portable toilets and all of those, but they're usually used at construction sites.
Okay. Do you know any polite terms that you use for outhouse? Or any joking words for it, like shithouse?
Well, I guess I have heard that, but not that I've never really used it.
Okay.